you.
Turkana County is one of the counties that are most affected by malnutrition of children. The county has decided to provide free food to children to improve their health. Lodwa County Referral Hospital Medical Superintendent Dr. Epem Esekon confirms the rampant cases of malnutrition in the county, saying of late there are many cases of malnutrition recorded. I am at the entrance of Lodwa County Referral Hospital. This hospital serves six constituencies in Turkana County. Due to effects of climate change in the world, Turkana has been hit most. The county has not received rain for 3 years now. Turkana County Governor Jeremiah Lomorukai says the drought has gone beyond the normal experience and needs urgent measures to curb the effects.
This drought has gone beyond normal. It has taken now almost 3 years. This is extraordinary and it needs extraordinary measures so as to intervene and arrest this issue before it eats onto the lives of our people.
Dr. Pem Esekon confirms that most of the children who are brought to the hospital with malnutrition cases normally manifest severe health conditions.
It's no longer about a balanced diet. There's no food at the homes. So children starve, and eventually there's a stunted growth. That is one of the things that we have observed. And also there is edema because of severe malnutrition. Then also diarrhea associated with the same. So a child comes with multiple infections.
Lack of rain has caused drought, which consumes plants and animals, making residents who are pastoralists to move from one place to another looking for water and food for their livestock. This also affects the general health of the residents.
Because of the communities are not able to stay in a certain area where the water is not there, vegetation is not there, so they are forced to move. This movement actually has an impact on the mental health. So you find that there are very high incidences of mental health in our populations. Find people who are agitated, who are angry, who are very irritable. So this is an issue of mental health because of the extreme weathers, more than 40 degrees centigrade. And all these are effects on, have effect on health.
Early this year, because of the prolonged drought, Turkana governor asked for aid from well-wishers to save lives.
We have invited UNICEF to assist children. We have also engaged other UN agencies in Nairobi. We have talked with the World Food Program, World Bank, Danish Embassy, and US Embassy to come to our aid because this issue in Turkana is getting out of hand.
To mitigate effects of climate change in the county, residents have been asked to plant trees. Meanwhile, according to Millicent Atieno, the county agribusiness coordinator for Agile Consulting and FAO, effects of climate change lead to water and food scarcity, which directly affect health not only of human beings but also livestock. She advises the county government of Turkana to develop and implement water sustainability and management policies.
Turkana region in Kenya, you know, is particularly vulnerable to the impacts of climate change. And these effects normally contribute significantly to malnutrition. One, we have drought and water scarcity. For example, climate change leads to irregular rainfall patterns. For example, prolonged droughts and also increased temperatures. And this normally results to water scarcity, hence making it difficult for communities to access clean water and also clean and safe water for drinking and agriculture. And in return, the insufficient water for agriculture reduces food production, hence affecting both crops and livestock, and this in turn leads to food shortages and malnutrition. So in order to mitigate this drought and water scarcity, there is need for implementation of water harvesting and storage systems to capture rainwater during the short rainy seasons. and also to promote efficient water use through drip irrigation and other water saving agricultural practices. And they also need to develop and implement policies for maybe sustainable water management.
Arnold Ageta, Tidal Wave News.
Tidal Wave News, with you.